I'm Carrie Bringhurst. During UPR Newsline, we continue our discussion from last hour about who has the jurisdiction and the right to tax digital products and services. Congress is scheduled to hold hearings next month to establish some federal guidelines. Sam Whitehorn is executive director of the Download Fairness Coalition, which argues that federal guidelines are needed to monitor the taxation of services, including apps, music and ringtones, movies and TV episodes, as well as ebooks and video games. He says consumers could be taxed triple for one service and not realize it because there are no clear guidelines established. Now, as executive director of the Download Fairness Coalition, does your group have a stand on how this legislation might affect the manufacturer or the distributor and how it might affect the economy in each of these states?
Our goal is from the consumer standpoint and from the standpoint of really a lot of the people in the coalition are really the tax collectors here. So again, we're looking to certainty. We do know that, you know, the market for apps, it's just, I'm looking at an article, Google's 10 billion Android app downloads by the numbers, talking about 10 billion apps for the Android. Apple just announced 25 billionth app. So the market is just booming, and what we're trying to do is get ahead of the curve and put down that framework, much the same way we did with cell phones in the early 2000 timeframe.
Is there a chance that this could make it more difficult, say, for a retailer or a seller that has a physical presence? Maybe they have a retail sales office in the state of Utah. Could that make it difficult for them to continue operation where maybe those who are located electronically have a benefit over those who have a retail office?
Well, we're actually looking at from the other side. We're looking at it not from the manufacturing side, but from the standpoint of the purchaser.
Mm-hmm. So they might be less likely to want to purchase something electronically if they were charged multiple taxes.
Correct.
Now, what about the possibility of there being litigation on this particular piece of legislation being considered by Congress?
One of the things we're trying to do is avoid litigation. And the way the litigation works is take a Verizon, for instance. Verizon will get audited by the states to make sure that they have remitted the appropriate taxes. They may get sued by consumers, for instance, if they've collected too much. So the collectors, the telecom world, they're subject to potential suits from both ends, from the states and from people who think they've been treated unfairly. This provides certainty to the states, it provides certainty to the consumers, and it provides certainty, you know, to the people in the middle. From a consumer standpoint, we want to make sure that you've got certainty and clarity in terms of who has the right to tax you and that you're not taxed more than once on a specific transaction.
And this legislation would do that?
Yes.
Sam Whitehorn is executive director of the Download Fairness Coalition, speaking with us from Washington, D.C., about hearings next month that will be held in Congress to establish guidelines for citizens to determine who has the jurisdiction and right to tax digital products and services. I'm Carrie Bringhurst. You're listening to Utah Public Radio.